terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen,
man it up. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Welcome. You know who's here? Delicious Matt Cole, Bam Margera, Ryan G, who I can't wait to talk about.
Oh,
I'm Deco, you know. There's Rake Onius.
Rich Vose.
Oh, sweet Richard Vose. Tickler of Ivory. Taster. Cauliflower.
And Art Web 1986 is here, too.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And he's wearing sleeves. No more flannels. He dons sleeves now.
His shirt's tucked
Let
in.
Let me start by saying one thing. There's two things I'm looking for. You can send them to RyanGPhotography.com. One is in the 80s, Ray Charles did a KFC commercial.
Oh, yes.
And he did hit the road jack. The lyrics were like, them 11 different herbs and spices so good. I'm dying for the lyrics or the song. So that would be awesome. We could play it on the air. And then the other thing is, if you've seen the new Volkswagen commercials with the German guy, yeah, I've gone to pimp your ride, say what? That guy is Ryan G.
Oh.
So if you have pictures of that guy in all white, he looks like Ryan G. You know what I'm talking about?
I still haven't seen
and,
that.
And then, like and then third thing is what we need is... you know, bend over and take pictures of your midway and send it in to RyanGPhotography.com because we can't see your face, dude. We just want to see midways. It's the little part between your balls and your ass. Because John Waters is trying to make a book about it, and he has, like, maybe 50, but he's trying to get 200.
Should we send it to the BAM talk?
So take pictures on your midway and send them on in.
The Battle of Midway?
send it to the BAM talk thread.
Dudes only!
Yeah, holding it down.
All right, and chicks, too.
The Tate Grundle fucking website, is that what it is?
Yeah, fucking a girl Grundle.
But John Waters is a raging gay guy, and he's trying to make a book about dudes' midways.
You ever hear my fire.
Buck Angel?
What's tank. Buck Angel?
Buck Angel's like a dude, a normal dude, and he's just got a pussy.
Who's that?
Why do you know about it? He's on Howard Stern, dude. It's gross shit. If you want to Google it, go Buck Angel. It's the disgusting thing you'll ever
Don't
see.
Don't waste your time doing that. You should just go and see
I want to see it.
The Volkswagen guy. Holding it down on engineering tips. Let me hear you say five.
And it looks like shit goose.
Oh, so bad.
Dude, him in a white turtleneck, white pants, white shoes, with his head.
Sunglasses.
Shit.
I made the poor decision to take Shitbird to a Four Dogs Tavern yesterday when he was all zooted on weed. And he's just like talking about Ethiopian cuisine. Just like, what the fuck is an Ethiopian cuisine? What do they just serve you like a fly on a plate and you put it in your eye? You just put it in your eye and then you're like, ooh, that's good.
That's all
sure. No, they don't even eat the fly. They just place it in their eye because in Ethiopia, they always have kids. You know how they always have kids with like flies in their
yeah,
eye?
Yeah.
I dare you to do that.
But the reason how Ethiopian came up was you meant to say Polynesian or something because we were talking about something
Somali.
Else.
Pineapples.
Yeah, we were talking about pineapples, and he was just like, yeah, those Ethiopians. I'm like, you mean Polynesians? He's just like, yeah. And then he just changed the whole topic to Ethiopians.
Funny, man.
What do you think they really serve at an Ethiopian cuisine shit burger?
Probably like...
It's a lot of...
Trying to think of what grows in sand, but
like a muddy stick.
What grows in sand?
Nah, it's a lot of meat and couscous and
weeds.
Like honey, honey and raisins.
I don't know.
They do.
Two scoops of plump, juicy raisins.
I think as bad as it is on TV, because when you see it on TV, it's like, oh my God, they're all like freaking dying over there. Like, they should just go somewhere else. Like, dude, they're fucking growing there. I mean, it's
Shipbird. I don't think they have any moolah to go somewhere else.
They won't let them out.
Shipbird's just like, this place sucks.
They're probably dying to go somewhere else,
yeah,
but they don't have $5. They don't have a car. They don't have a wagon. They don't have a bike.
They don't even
feet.
Have the energy to swat the flies. How are they going to walk anywhere?
They're just on their face. Like they don't even have energy to swat the flies. They just let them stick to their eyes.
Shipbird saved the children. Like, dude. Why are you still here?
Shipper, why don't you start a campaign?
I'll go over there as long as I have like a tent and some food that they're not going to kill me for. Can you imagine walking into town with a backpack and a fucking place to stay, like a tent, and they'd be like, we are so taking this dude's shit. It'd be a death trap, man. They'd fucking probably rip your limb from limb.
They're sitting there, like, slicing up beetles and shit. You come walking in with, like, five Geno's hokies. They'd fucking kill you
fucking
for
a chicken.
Some,
you know,
some Lunchables.
Some Elios.
Chico's just sitting there licking his fingers, like, all the cheese was off there.
I'm licking my beer
dude,
right
picture
now.
If you walked into the, like, center of, like, Somalia where kids are just slicing up beetles and you just had, like, five delicious cheesesteaks just sitting there, but they can't have them because you want them. You want to eat them all for yourself. They'd probably kill you for it.
They would.
Where's the cigarette machine in town? You guys got a cigarette machine in town? Is there a bar around? Like, an Ethiopian bar where you can go in there and there's nothing, but you just
don't they eat rice out there? Is that it?
Probably rice.
Bam, what's the capital of Ethiopia?
Addis Abeba.
That's what's right. What's the capital of...
Got it.
Damn.
What's the capital of Croatia?
Zagreb.
Oh, dude, I wish I had this shit written down.
What is it?
Djibouti. That's Africa, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that Africa?
What
do you mean?
It's just not Africa.
It's Djibouti, isn't it?
All right. What's the capital of Madagascar?
Antananarivo.
Oh, I met him. Or I seen him in that movie. What's the capital? What's the capital of Cargo City?
Cargo City. Is that the Philly airport?
Yeah.
I want to go there.
You do not want to go there.
It's just like skyscrapers and luggage. Bar, see what it looks like.
Bar, that place sucks. Capital India.
India, New Delhi.
Malaysia.
Old Delhi.
Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, that's a good one, man.
Knoxville's flying all the way to Kuala Lumpur just to take a shit off the tallest building in the world and head home.
Oh, my fucking God.
Jackass, too. Picture going through the passport agency, like, or what, the customs, you know, like, purpose of your trip. So what's the purpose of your trip? Well,
business
no, pleasure. First of all, where is your luggage? You just flew here from Los Angeles. Where's your luggage? Well, I'm only coming here for one day. Business or pleasure? Business. Well, what kind of business are you doing? I'm going to take a shit off the tallest building in the world, and then I'm going to head home. And you have permits for this. Yes, they're right here from Paramount Pictures. You know, like,
is he going to do that bridge that crosses?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking
God. He's
going
to lean his minging ass off of it and then shit.
Dude, I hope he doesn't get executed for that. There's no joke over there.
Capital Somalia.
Wait, Somalia?
Ooh.
No, I know it. Wait. Mogadishu.
Yeah. That's as close as they have to. There's not even a capital in it.
Capital Mogadishu is a fucking hellhole.
Franz Josef Land. They don't have one.
They don't have one?
Because there's like five dudes up there.
Yeah.
like five old-time whalers.
The only people living up there are people doing research on fucking cold weather.
What's the capital of Mongolia?
Ulaanbaatar.
Capital of Nigeria.
Abuja.
Damn, man.
He's fucking right.
Abuja. The capital of Niger.
Rates like...
Niami.
I listened to that
Miami?
BB.
No.
Niami.
I listened to that BB shit.
You lie to me.
Every day and he's got me beat.
What is the capital of Exton Mall?
East Whiteland.
Allied Hobbies.
Allied Hobbies.
Annie Ann's pretzels.
Annie Ann can suck it.
No, the capital.
They're pretty good.
The capital Exton Mall would be Strawberry just because it's dead smack in the middle.
But it's leaving. It's going to become Macy's, and they don't have the seniority, so it goes down.
Now they're going to start carrying fucking Sean John and shit.
Gimbal.
Sean John and shit.
If I brand to play Warhammer, boom, it's freaking shit. Allied Hobbies.
What about Croatia?
You said that already.
I did. Sorry.
What's the capital of...
Shit, we got listeners.
What's the NFL Europe team that's from Cologne?
The Rhine Fire?
No, Rhine Fire played Cologne last night.
The Cologne, is it like the Patriarchs or something? No,
Bam.
Wait, that's English.
You tell me now what the capital of Missouri is.
Missouri is Jefferson City.
Is he right?
Yeah, he's right.
And what about Kansas?
Topeka.
Then where is Kansas City?
What about Montana?
Kansas City's in Missouri, but there's also a Kansas City in Kansas, but the big one is in Missouri.
Dude, you see, he is right, people.
What about Bermuda?
Hamilton.
No.
Yes,
Scott
it is.
Scott Hamilton's an ice skater.
Scott Hamilton.
Damn, man.
Rick made fun of
Brian Boitano's best friend.
The capital of Sirius Radio right now is Placebo because they have a new fucking album coming out, and I'm jacking off waiting to hear it, but it's not coming out for like another week. But I do have a song. It's called Because I Won You, and it fucking rocks. Their new album is called Meds, and I can't wait, dude. I'm fucking counting the days down. When the hell is it coming out? Does New York City over there know when the new Placebo's coming out?
Where's does that do that? CD talks into the earphones.
Because
like,
I just don't know.
Yeah, pitchy earphones.
I love talking to New York City.
Yo, New York guys, when's Placebo coming out?
Do you guys know? Can we hear Because I Want You on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction?
Fall into you is all I seem to do when I hit the bottle, 'cause I'm afraid to be alone. Tear us in two is all it seems to do. As the anger fades, this house is no longer a home. Don't give up. Everything that's true, don't give up on the dream, don't give up on the wanting. 'Cause I want you to, 'cause I want you to, 'cause I want you to, 'cause I want you, 'cause I want you.
Different herbs and spices so clean. It's dying to hear that song. Hey, what's up, everyone out there? You know what Bam Margera can do besides magic, which is his new thing? He's been doing magic. I can't believe it.
No.
And he doesn't like me to tell, but he also knows capitals. What is the capital of the letter B?
Fuck off.
Oh, my God. I'll see you guys next week. This is Sirius Radio.
How are we going to find out when Placebo is coming out, goddammit?
Call someone who knows.
Let's call the man Platter.
Hey,
oh, yeah?
Ah, radio guy.
Hey, let's call this number. Does New York have to call it, or can we? All right, can we call 610-431-1509? I want to talk to the local record store.
And don't prank him like you do my fucking thing.
So,
You know, Cisco toilet paper will tear your ass off.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That is some generic
Cisco.
Should we talk about Cisco?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
They make good trail mix for planes, though.
They do?
Yeah, Cisco's got pretty good trail mix.
Yeah, they have some good stuff, but the toilet paper is brutal.
Yeah.
Of course, I was on a plane, I had no fucking choice at all.
Cisco who?
He said Cisco toilet paper.
That company that makes all the...
Whatever happened to Cisco, the song guy?
Oh, he, dude, after the thong got, that shit got popular, he's done, man.
I wonder if he still gets pussy at the bars.
Yeah, he does.
No, man, dude's a flamer.
What do you mean? Do you think he still gets pussy at the bars?
No, not at all. He gets dick at the bars.
He could probably find a way to squeak.
Nah, I don't know. Man.
I hate
he could probably happens. Still make something out. Remember me, thong song guy? That's me.
He's a one-hit wonder.
I still got like $5,000 from that song.
No, he made that two-piece song.
He's a one-hit wonder.
He's a two-piece fitting.
Yo, that is the definition of a one-hit wonder right there.
Yeah.
The
thong, 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 thong.
I love the way
Speaking of underwear and non-underwear, Abe's 50th birthday party last week with Fitz with his ass hanging out.
Oh yeah.
What's got in this one?
He just didn't know?
No, he didn't know at all.
If the amount of yardage of ass that was hanging out got him 2 first downs, I even called him and told him that his ass was hanging out.
This is like a nice birthday event for fucking Abe's 50th birthday party. And you just look to your left, and you see Fitz's ass hanging out. Huh? And I do have a photo of it, and I will post it later.
He rolls in a Jake's Bar shirt, throwing so much fucking blood.
Oh, man, it was so hard.
Oh, and Hannah's mom saw it. She was like,
man. Oh, yeah. Was Hannah there?
No, but his
mom was there. It's all of freaking Fitz's ass, man. Yeah. You can see the pimples depicted, so...
Can we call Matt Platter?
Try.
Oh, dude. I don't know that...
See, because if it comes out tomorrow, then maybe I could talk to Matt Platter into giving me a map.
Why don't you talk to...
We should go on the internet, man, and just download it. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know how to do that.
Son of a bitch. Like, for everyone who listens to the show, Bam does not know how to work the internet. He does not have a MySpace account.
I know. There's like 9 of MySpaces that think that they're me, but it's so not.
I had to tell so many people. They're like, I have Deco and Brad.
But
everyone, I'm like, they don't. Dude,
I've never used MySpace.
No one. Dude, MySpace is just a bunch of shit. Like, yeah, I was talking to Deco on MySpace. No, you weren't. It was some dipshit from Kansas being a fuck-up.
I do have one, but I know Bam.
You have one because you're a fucking loser.
Yeah. Why did I but just do it to see pictures of girls' ass?
Yes.
So if you got a nice ass, just send the picture.
No, we don't want to see your ass. We want to see your midway. Send them on in.
Bam knows how to find porno on the internet.
If you send midways to our MySpace,
I know how to do that.
Yeah. What do you type? Do you just like hit? Like,
I just type in thehun.com and then.
Oh, I told you. About
that. We're trying to call the local record store, but it's busy.
Who the fuck is calling the man?
Well, I can't believe you missed.
Everybody that heard him give out the phone number.
Probably.
That's what it is.
Oh, shit, they're gonna hate me now.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Really, you're gonna lock it up.
You know Bam. Is Deco there?
Oh, shit.
Oh, well. You missed 3 rock and
roll. Nobody call that number I just said.
Yeah. Stop calling.
Why don't we just call a record store in Granite Rim Mall? I think they got a Sam Goody.
Let's do it.
Granite Rim Mall.
Sam.
Or Boscov.
They can call Sam Goody all day. I don't give 2 shits.
Where's Novak at?
Yeah, there's a Sam Goody. Oh, here we go.
Oh, God. Why do you always have to say shit?
Jeez, always got the difficult question.
Because he's German. He doesn't understand.
People want to know. People want to know where Novak is.
I think he's back in the rehab there.
He lost his mind again. He's in a straitjacket.
Yeah, he needs it.
Right? Yo, I'm going to figure out this record shit, so let's play a song in the meantime. This is a band that they play on the radio, but I really like it, so F off. This is Panic at the Disco. They're from Vegas, and the song is called Nails for Breakfast, Tax for Snacks. It's seriously good. It sounds good. Let's hear it. It's radio band. It's seriously good. It's fashion.
A little more poison than our music, God, and jokes in these situations. patients on first name basis with all the top physicians.
Found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
So those guys from what, Vegas?
That was the worst intro I ever heard.
Shipburn, we give you one shot to fucking give an intro and you fucked it all up.
I was like, I need to talk to a record store.
I want to talk to Tower Records or something.
Somebody.
I want to see if they could, I could talk them into just giving it to me now.
No, they got Midnight Madness sales.
I don't want to drive to fucking Philly, though. I want to drive to King of Prussia.
Midnight Madness.
They do.
Why is it that crazy?
1201. You're allowed to go.
There's probably one person in the store.
Nah, dude. 1201, you're allowed to go in and buy the shit that comes out for Tuesday.
Dude, Sam Goody and shit like that is like the most worthless record. They just carry like the junk that like they carry like Three Dog Night and shit and like and then you go in there and you try to get like
Three Dog Night rocks, dude.
But I'm saying like you go in and they have like five copies of Creedence Clearwater Revival, but try to go in there to get one CKY record, and they're probably out. Yeah, you know, they're out of all the good new shit.
They go with standard.
Well, that's good. Maybe they're selling
them. Yeah, but their job should be to make sure that there's more in there.
Keep it in stock.
The reason why there's five fucking Three Dog Night CDs because nobody wants them right now.
You're looking for something. Yeah, you gotta go to like vintage vinyl or something like that. You can find all kinds.
I bet you they have Molly Hatchet too.
You know what? Fucking probably do.
Art Web says that Sam Goody went out of fucking sale, man. They're done.
Are they?
Dead.
Well,
what?
And chapter 11.
And when? What are they changing the name to?
They're bankrupt. They're out of business.
Bankrupt.
That's all the stores are selling their CDs for like 50-70% off.
You know why Sam Goody's going out of business? Because exactly what I was just talking about. Right. They carry bullshit. Dude, Shitbird already
owns all the Three Dog Night stands. He's not going to go in and get one out of the five. He's going to want something new, like CKY, and there's probably a half. There's probably a half a copy in there.
Yeah, they carry half-ass music, half-ass movies, and video games that are like $5 more than everybody else. And a shitty selection of everything.
Yep. Did we get a Tower Record number or anything?
All right, they're shitting their pants over there. I think everybody's nervous to talk to you.
Who is it, Sam Goody?
Find somebody to talk to you now.
They're actually talking.
Put them on.
Tell them to put on the first loser that grabs a phone.
Well, tell them, F them, put them on.
Tell them to put a customer on.
Yeah, just talk to them.
Tell them to put on their worst employee.
Tell them to put some balls on and then get on the phone.
Is that Rich Bowes?
I love Budweiser. I'm plugging it so we can get free beer shipped here, maybe.
You're a fucking
Pass Blue Ribbon.
Tower Records.
Some. Come on.
Hello?
Hello, Tower. Are you there? Strap some balls on.
Hello? Hello?
I don't hear it ringing.
Bam? This is Bam. Are you looking for the latest CDs?
Was that the New York dude?
Yeah. The New York dude's getting some air time.
He's like the mystery man.
You know what? Fine. Dial it and let it ring. We'll talk to him when they
pick
up.
Okay, yeah. I will. Oh, son of a bitch. So can we talk to maybe the Philly
Tell
version?
Tell those fuck faces, fuck their manager. If we want to talk to their manager, but we'll call them.
Drake's going to kill him in the streets.
Fucking asshole.
Gee whiz, I never thought anybody worked at a record store would be such a homo.
Has anyone seen fucking any movie theater movies lately?
Yeah.
Jesus.
What'd you see?
I saw,
I just saw The Machinist with Christian Bale in it, who lost... He lost fucking...
100 pounds.
Something crazy like that. Dude, he looks like a twig. He looks so sick.
Oh.
He did it just for the part.
How bad is this?
Pretty good movie, though.
I'm looking at, like, the opening weekends of the movies. Basic Instinct 2 came out 3.2 million.
That sucks.
It's horrible.
It's not like there's a big dinosaur in it or anything.
No.
Can't get money without a big-ass dinosaur.
3.2 million. Sharon Stone in it.
Can you see her titty in it or something?
I didn't ever see it. I just read about it.
Got to get paid.
That movie bombed.
The Beaver.
Beaver only made 3 mil, that's it? Sharon Stone is getting no fucking
She's
love.
She's getting old, dude. She's like 50 now.
Yeah, that shit smells like seashells you brought home from the
You can see Beave in it?
Yeah.
Is it worth seeing?
Oh, wait, the second one you can see Beef? First one you saw Beef.
Yeah.
But she didn't even shave that shit. That shit was like...
Just go get a piece of ham and some hair and fold it in half and you save yourself some money. Yeah. Got it right in your fridge. And you'll get a clear shot for a while. And you can eat it. And it's free.
Yo, Jess's wife is really fed up with me right now. Let's take polls on why you think so. Bose, why don't you explain what I did the other night on my blackout stage?
Oh, God. What are you guys
Can I talk about everything? Or
Yeah, everything.
Oh, my good God.
What did I do? Because I barely remember.
Well, I guess Jess picked you up, like, brought you back to the house, I'm thinking.
Where were you?
From where?
They were going to have a nice little cookout with steaks and the family around, have the baby. you're ready for, like, a fucking full-blown Coke party. Like, yeah, let's get naked in the hot tub. You called like five people, tell them you wanted to do Booger Sugar, and there was nothing they could do about it.
Dude, I went and got the mail naked, like
as a J-Bird.
Kelly was so fed up with me, dude, because I seriously blacked out on the airplane from L.A. to Philly. They would not let me on the flight, and Missy had to beg because I got so hammered in L.A. I don't remember the flight. So when I landed on the red eye, I got in at 7 in the morning. I got in this big argument with Missy and my mom that I wanted to keep drinking, and they're like, no, you need to go to a rehab. You need to sort yourself out. And I'm like, fuck you guys. So I made Missy go to her parents' house. I had Jess pick me up. We went to Jake's bar, got loaded. Then I went to Jess's house, had a cookout. His parents show up. The kid's out there. I'm in the hot tub nude, and I'm demanding to get the mail. All the neighbors are like calling... Jess's house asking me like who's the nude dude getting the mail. And I'm completely out of my mind. I don't remember anything.
And you had a big dick drawn on your ass too, by the way.
It wasn't drawn, that's Brandon, buddy.
Yeah, holy shit.
And then so then after that I went to Kildare's and
When I actually fell asleep and I woke up the next day, I still thought I was in California. I was looking at my room being like, is this the Bellagio, the Hyatt? Where the fuck am I? I'm like, there's no way I could be home yet. I didn't even get on the airplane. Dude, it was the worst bender I've ever been on. I haven't been drinking for 4 days now just to make
I'm surprised
Missy
Kelly's,
and
Kelly's
Kate
dad
happy.
Didn't kick your ass.
Dude, I'm like bad news these days. I gotta like seriously chill. Kelly, I can't even drink with you guys right
now. You made Missy
I know.
Go to her
We're
room.
All drinking and you're sober.
You made your girlfriend go to her room.
I'm to the point where I seriously can't drink anymore because it just everything just winds up bad.
No, it's hanging out.
We're gonna
with
skate
those guys.
Tomorrow. We're gonna skate tomorrow and get some
it's
shit.
It's hanging out.
Yeah,
all
like
those
dude,
guys.
I need to be sober for at least 10 days and like get some good skating done because like dude, when during my blackout, you could have just came up like, hey, Bam, here you go. What's this pill? Oh, it's a blue one. Now take it. I'd be like, okay, cool. Woo.
Dude, hanging out with Steve-O in Knoxville, my record is like 7 days. After that, I'm done. I got
Steve-O actually sorted himself out.
Yeah,
he's all he does now cool. is just smoke weed here and there. I mean, dude, that is good for Steve-O,
oh,
dude.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's man, that guy looks for, like, cat tranquilizers and shit.
When you guys would all do all your fancy, like, business shit in L.A., I'd be at Steve-O's house for a week sleeping in rubble.
Garbage. Oh man, I'm dying to get this picture that Kavanaugh took when I was in Venice when I when me and Ken Parks were sipping on Johnny Walker Black all day. Blacked out once again. I fell asleep on this church stairs all upside down with leaves in my hair. I woke up, I had no fucking clue where I was. The sun came up, I was just like, I didn't know that I was even in Italy.
Yo, you called me from Palm Springs. You're like out of it on red wine.
He was on the Greek bender in Palm Springs.
You're like, I got to get out of L.A. It's like
What's
too
the
much.
Greek bender?
That, isn't that dude Paris Greek? That
oh, Paris Lasters?
Yeah,
I've been chilling with Paris Lasters.
It should be K-Fag or some shit.
What?
K-Fed or whatever the fuck that dude
is. K-Fed. I saw him at Koi, the restaurant.
Koi. Everyone loves that.
Who owns Koi? Isn't like Ashton Kutcher on it?
I hope not.
Well, let's try that again, Gene.
Don't you hate how Ashton's so loud on Punk? Like, he's like 8 decibels too loud. Like, his intro is like, so I'm Shaun White, and I'm sitting here, look at me, let's see Shaun White get Punk. It's like, Ashton, please tone it down a notch, because I'd like to like your show, but you're just too fucking loud. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I never watched that.
Or no, the one where he punked you, or where he wasn't there for
so
you.
So do you think, Jess's wife has a right to be pissed, getting the mail nude and stuff?
If you're naked at a family picnic,
you were nice about it.
With a grandpa,
you got the mail, didn't you?
All right. Well, this song goes out to me because this is what I was for a week. This band is called Crash Diet, and it's called Kids of the Underground. And this band rocks. This guy just died from a heroin overdose. So let's hear it. Radio Van 620
right, from probably from
that's
Vegas
not
too.
You.
They think they can hold us. yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band.
Turn it off.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
You're getting your ass kicked.
A dog is not a man's best friend. Why, it's a toilet.
You called him up and he totally like knocked you off your chair.
There's a giant red.
All right, we got my girl.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. All right, what's going on,
what
Ben?
What kind of dog is this?
This is Siberian.
It's a Doberman.
He just knocked me off my chair.
All right, my girlfriend, she brought her dog, which is a Siberian Husky.
It's Mounting Bam.
And it's Mounting Bam right now.
Now he's French and Bam. He's Siberian pissing Bam.
No, I seriously can't get up.
He's holding you down. Look.
Get him, Foxy. Get him.
Come on.
Stick it in his mouth, girl.
Is anybody going to help?
Dude, help yourself, man.
I was too busy laughing.
Hey, look, Jess Margera just entered.
Yeah, Jess Margera. Hey.
Jess,
Walker Man 7.
Bam, can we just talk about you getting off the plane?
We were talking. Oh, yeah. Well, you just missed that.
Well,
is Kelly still mad or did she get over it?
She thought it was hilarious, actually.
Hilarious.
You were entertainment for the day. But yeah, Bam got the mail naked at my house, and my neighbors are really uptight. Like,
what did they say?
They're all Indian doctors and shit.
They are. They're doctors and like lawyers and stuff, and they're all uptight. And you know, they get mad if I like plant a tree in the wrong spot. And
really?
Stuff. Yeah. They get mad if you plant a tree in the wrong spot
in my yard.
Him walking down with his shorn scrotum, fucking.
He's walking around like on my deck, naked as hell, like getting hamburgers.
Were your beans longer?
But the
your
thing
Franks?
Is, dude, I'm not really like that, but being I was full-blown blacked out, I didn't give two shits. Didn't Kelly have to run out and put, like, a blanket over me when I was...
T-shirt.
Why would I want your mail anyway? I just wanted to go walk around like that.
Well, do you remember at all any of Jake's bar?
Why would I do?
Oh, my God.
Not at all.
All right. This guy walks in, right?
Uh-oh.
This kid with one arm, right?
No way.
Yeah, and he was, like, the coolest kid ever, and I think you made his day because no one's ever done this before, but,
I don't remember.
But you just walk in and first fucking thing, like, he walks in, and he just has to hear you, like, what happened to your arm?
Not even a hello?
He's, like, explaining how he, like, got in a car accident or something, and I'm like, oh, God, I gotta take a piss. So I go to take a piss. And what the first thing I see when I come out of the bathroom is you jiggling his nub. I'm serious. You were like jiggling his nub like this. He was just like, what the hell?
What was he doing?
He was cheering.
He was kind of like shocked because, you know, no one's probably ever done that. Like, everyone's probably always been like.
Everyone looks away.
Scared to talk.
Yeah, everybody's all scared. I'm like, what happened to your arm, dude? Let me come over and jiggle your nub.
And then we stopped at the record store on the way to Jake's bar.
That's where the CDs came from.
To get the new placebo. Yeah.
Because I remember sitting down, I was like, the next day when I didn't realize that I flew home, I was just like, holy shit, I have a placebo single in here. Where did this come from? I never went to the record store.
Yeah, you went to the record store. And you remember what you said to the lady at the record store?
What'd I say?
This old lady, like this old woman. No,
she
was laughing her ass off. Chester County Book Company.
Okay.
And there was like some older lady working the counter, and you were just talking about like, dude, I can't even remember. Your first girlfriend and how she had battery puss.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Jesse, I'm so glad you took over because that's what I had to deal with for 2 days. So when you would like babysit him, that was a big help.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, during my blackout when I was humping Missy, I was just like, Missy, I've humped so many girls, but you have the best puss ever.
I guess that's a rare
compliment. That was the nicest thing he said in 2 days. I was like, well, thanks.
Well, dude, this lady didn't know what to do when you were telling her about battery puss. She was just didn't know what.
Just out of nowhere, I'm like, I'd like to get this CD. By the way, my first girlfriend had battery puss.
Yo, Art Webb's here. I haven't seen Art Webb in like forever.
Asshole. What the hell is
battery puss like egg yolk coming out of
battery
puss?
No,
like, you know
when
you lick a 9-volt?
Yeah,
and it tastes like
and you get that like metally,
fucking buzz.
It's like a metally taste and kind of shocks your tongue a little bit. That's battery.
Do I know this one?
Man, you guys are some nasty ass.
No, it wasn't really my girlfriend. It was the Emily girl. Let's not say her last name. But
yeah.
You know, I thought it was that other girl with the big head.
Which one was that?
You dated this girl. She was like pretty, but she had a bigger head. You and Chris Rabb used to be like,
oh,
her head.
Janelle.
I don't know her name, but her head, her face was big,
oh,
or something.
Man. No, her body was little, but she had a big melon.
Dude, she looked like a fucking Oompa Loompa, dude.
The thing is,
I
swear. Big as a
nice cassava.
No, but that's what you said Battery Puss was from.
No, that was Emily who had Battery Puss.
Really?
Up on the movie theater.
Maybe I thought that you... And the Battery Puss is...
You know who I'm talking about, aren't
you? Yeah, dude.
Yo.
You think it was discharge coming out of her?
Ew.
I've been discharged from the Army.
The thing was, she was really hot, though. She just had Battery Puss. What a shame, dude. Like, a really hot girl having Battery Puss.
Hey.
If you, like... No, it's got perfect, super man. Drunk on a random Monday and you hump some Ming Hag with Battery Puss, then that makes sense.
Ask
but
Rake,
like a hot girl with Battery Puss, that's muff.
Ask Rake, what makes that? Rake,
make that shit up.
Yeah, where's Rake?
Rake.
Maybe he has a scientific explanation.
You got battery crotch?
Where does Battery Puss come from?
What makes the acidity?
Well, the battery taste will be from the electrolysis of your saliva, from the battery. So I'm guessing like a slightly metallic taste coming from like the electrolysis that's going on and like the redox.
Yeah, but what about when the pussy is like that?
That's, I think, like, mildly acidic taste is what stops all the
Can you get
like,
sick from licking a battery puss?
Yeah.
It's probably better if the pH is slightly high, because it'll keep all the other funk out of
it. It'll keep all the funk out?
That's a good idea. I should test the pH.
What about a Bloody Mary, like, earning your wings?
What if you go down and earn your wings? Is that bad?
Chemistry.
Yo, don't worry, babe. I just want to test the pH levels on your
Remember when Art, like... But he would always have all these bitches lined up, but when he had no pussy lined up, he would always call the witches over. Remember the witches? Dude, those witches probably had battery puss.
Dude, I have no clue. I never... Dude, they would just hang out. And,
he's like, fuck, man, I have no pussy this week. I'm calling the witches.
Hold on, really quick. I just want to have a little note here. Ryan G is ashing in a paper bag.
No, there's bottles
Dude,
there.
That's how my fucking... house burned down in State College.
Your house burned down?
No,
yeah.
Dude, where were you all that
time? Oh, wait, in that? Penn State, right?
State, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, it was exciting. I leaped to safety and saved.
No, really, everybody, I really want to know. Like, were you sleeping or was it a party?
I was actually asleep, and I had gotten really wasted. And the chico I was seeing at the time, we were supposed to go down to Pittsburgh. My car broke down.
What kind of car?
It was the fucking Shaggin' Wagon, dude. That Ford Taurus wagon.
Oh, that was awesome.
That shit.
Family truckster.
Yeah, dude, that was Jess and I used to cruise.
We used to listen to Cannibal Corpse going to
Cannibal Corpse
going
and Manowar. Yep. Dude, the whole nine yards.
Yo, me and Shipper saw the Monkey Mobile when we dropped the Lambo off last week. That shit was
crazy. Let him finish the story. I want to hear this fucking house burn.
All right, so
anyways, shut their asses.
To make a long story short, there was a lot of pig grease and a lot of alcohol that had soaked into the carpet. And evidently, somebody.
Wait, where did pig grease come from?
We had a pig roast.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome, dude. We had, like, 10 kegs of beer. I chased a chick around naked with a Burger King cap on. It was pretty money.
I love to see
How'd it get in the carpet?
Memories. Well, everyone was eating the pig, and they were fucking...
So, at what time of the night did the house go up in flames?
I don't know, dude. I started drinking. I got in a fight with this chick. I was asleep in my room. I passed out early, so all my roommates were like, you're a fucking pussy, blah, blah, blah. Door kicks in. Place is on fire. I'm like, shut up, leave me alone, I'm ready to punch somebody, and it was fucking on fire.
So did half the house burn, or did it burn down to a goddamn crisp?
It burned down the entire apartment and the one above it.
No, Art, tell them about how you escaped the house.
Oh, yeah, dude. My roommate busted in. I was about to punch him because I thought he was fucking with me.
Watch the hand motions.
I get up. Like, I was, like, naked, and I was, like, fucking Superman right out the window, but luckily I was smart enough to open up the glass. So I just went right out.
So you're outside naked while your house is in flames?
And all I could think of is, remember Revenge of the Nerds, and they were like, my house, you got it. Exactly. And that's all I could think of. And my leg was all cut open, I was bleeding, and it was like 20 degrees.
No fucking pants on, it's 20 degrees out, and he's fucking naked watching his house.
That sucks.
Shoot out bleeding. The window.
Yeah, so like, your house that's phone fun. And the microwave were all burned up to a crisp?
Every single fucking thing I own. And thank
all
you
your
for,
pens and pencils.
Yeah, put salt in the wound, you fucking little shithead.
Your television?
His ass.
Everything, dude.
Did insurance cover it?
No, he had to go to the Red Cross to get $100 because he didn't even have any pants.
Yeah, they give us clothes.
Oh, man, you know what would suck? Just having, like, your money getting burned, you know? Yeah, like, it would suck to get your, like, TV burnt, but, like, knowing that you have $600 cash in there and it's just up in flames, it's like, God damn it.
They credit cards, wallet.
You can't claim that.
Yeah, but credit cards, you can always get those back. Like,
who cares?
$600 cash sitting there, like, I'd be like,
plus, dude, that awesome ass five string bass.
That's dude, Brunhilde.
Yeah.
She was a mighty Viking.
He had the best five string bass ever in a burn the fire.
What's up,
G? What would you rather lose in a fire? Your DVD player or your VCR?
VCR.
He loves technology, man.
What was that song that you and Art played?
Pummeled. Dude, yeah, like we tried to write some more metal like a couple years ago, and he's like, I'm like, where's your five string, dude? He's like, fucking burnt in the fire, man. Like,
that sucks.
Man.
I have another bass, but it's not the same.
It never is, dude. I had a snare drum, and it got stolen out of the van, and I've never had a snare drum as good.
Yeah,
the Christmas time, that one.
No, Phil and Ape took the van to Concord Mall, and some asshole broke into it. And
didn't
stole
they steal
it.
A bunch of shit? Yeah, I remember you being pissed off.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following: Acclaim for your WWF gaming system. WWF Wrestling Superstar ice cream balls. Now your favorite heroes can be edible treats. That's right.
Micro machines.
Micro small container.
Jess, you excited for Australia?
I'm not looking forward to the flight, but I'm looking forward to going there.
I'm
going to
try to jump
on that. So what I do is not remember it.
I'm going to try to jump on that with you.
Not a yellow card,
I'm
show.
I'm going to eat a Xanax.
Jess yelled at
Zanny bars.
I'm going to need a Xanax sandwich for that flight. 22 hours.
That flight's hell, man. I've been on it before. It's like 17
just
hours.
Picture, like, the dude next to you, like, what kind of sandwich is that? Oh, it's a little Xanax, bit of mayonnaise, wheat bread, and loads of Xanax.
Or loads of K-Pax.
K-Pax. Why do you call it that?
Dude, like...
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's that movie.
Like, you watch a movie, you get your meal, you drink some drinks, you watch another movie. There's still 15 hours
it's
to go.
So
I
know.
It's
just like,
you know what they...
Enough.
Kill me.
Dude, after, like, the seventh movie, you're like...
This
God
sucks.
Damn, there's still, like, four more movies that explode.
And it's always horrible.
Australia is hell.
That is hell. It really is.
And they wanted to send us to Perth for the first show. And
no way.
I told them, I'm like, straight up, no way. There's no way in hell I'm
going. Everyone doesn't know.
30-hour flight.
At that point, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
Wait, a 28-hour flight or a 30 flight? I am not doing a 30 flight. I'll do the 28.
Like, dude, at that point, send me to fucking the moon, dude.
I can't do it. 22 like the dinosaur. Hours is all I can do.
Just from L.A. to Sydney is fucking hell, man.
Yeah.
We stopped in Fiji to refuel. That was kind of cool.
Why did they force you
Why
to watch?
Why would that be cool? It's just more time.
I saw, like, cool Fiji trees. I don't
know. All right, what's more of a worse song? Open the door, get on the floor, everybody walk the dinosaur. Or... Brass monkey,
brass monkey.
I think dinosaur was worse though.
Dude, that brass monkey song. There's everything bad about it, dude. There is nothing good about
that
song.
I don't know. The Beastie Boys are getting pretty bad.
You know what I hate about the Beastie Boys though? How like they sing songs like Brass Monkey and fucking We Want to Fight for Your Right to Party, and now they're all like talking about the government and shit. It's like, shut the fuck up and rap, dude. Yeah. Shut the fuck up and rap.
They went all CNN on everything.
Yeah, dude, don't go CNN on us. We don't give two shits. Just shut the fuck up and rap.
Dude, what song? The Moist Boys guy said
the
that.
The CNN. Yeah.
About Mike Day.
He wrote Moist Boys. The Moist Boys. Yeah. Oh, I thought the Moist Boys were getting all CNN. Like, dude, you're on speed. Shut up.
The Moist Boys used to be signed to Beastie's label, Grand Royal.
He
so
said
he
had a song in there that said it said faggot.
What song?
And Mike D. Corndrum was like, yo,
that's offensive to me.
I can't hang with that.
Yeah, I can hang with this, and this, but I can't hang with that.
Mike D, here's a message from Radio Bam. Shut the fuck up and rap, dude. No more CNN talk. Just fuck up.
They're like, they say faggot in Harry Potter, the third movie. I found it. They say faggot, the red-haired kid.
Where?
I was laughing. Find it. I'll
faggot
it
away.
It says something else, but it sounds like faggot so fucking bad. What song's worse?
That's close.
There used to be a great and tower. Alone on the man. Or
that one.
Oh God!
Oh, that's the
Ooh, what did it?
Seal humps Heidi Klum.
He opened a bar, Club Seals.
Charlie Sheen.
Club Seals.
Hey, real quick, speaking of faggots,
that
Rake
guy
is
Beverly Glenn.
No, I'm not, guys. I never seen that about
you. Do you think GLAAD is listening right now? They're probably, like, pissed off.
Did you see the South Park thing when,
Scientology? That
yeah,
thing?
Like...
Oh, yeah.
The,
that was so good.
The chef guy quit because he's a Scientologist and he didn't appreciate it. Well, they've been busting on everything else. How come when it's your turn to get busted on this isn't right? Like, it hasn't been right since day one. And like, after 5 years of South Park, Chef realizes that, like, maybe they're busting on not the right thing. Where the fuck have you been, dude?
Did you hear about Tom Cruise? He wouldn't, like, do, like, Mission Impossible 3 promotions if they didn't pull the South Park Scientology thing off the air.
Dude, tell Tom Cruise to tape on a fucking dick.
That's Scientology shit, dude. Fuck.
Where did it go? Seriously, tape on a dick and shut the fuck up.
I'm not filming Mission Impossible if they're going to bust on me. Shut up and tape on a dick, dude.
Or promote it. That's what it is.
God, I got to mellow out right now. Let's listen to the most mellow song in the world.
Is it,
No. You nasty boys. No, this truly is the most mellow song ever, and it's anathema, and I really need this right now because fuck CNN Mike D and fuck Tom Cruise. Tape on a dick. Now the dog's barking. Get me mellow. Anathema, are you there? Radio Bam Series 28 Facts. And
Coach.
Well, right, kids. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banter.
Turn it up.
I'm serious. 28 faction.
Yes.
Hey. Jam on.
Listen to this.
Wow. I love this song.
I can't
wait. Yo, Dico, rap for us.
Now, we're just going to listen now. I'll sing your song.
Shit, this is what I get my groove on to, baby.
Listen to that. I want to throw up.
Dude, that's liquid panty music. What are you talking about?
Wait, when it gets to the solo, like 2 minutes, 30 seconds, it's disgusting.
Matt?
It's like four people playing shit they don't know how to on this fucking hideous keyboard. It's all over the place.
And they're all cool.
Your head just starts spinning.
Matt Cole, Chipper, did you ever get pussy to this song?
Oh, dude, this was the fucking anthem. You put this on, it was a sure thing. You're like, oh, yeah, baby.
Back when you looked like a cop.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Was this back when the trailer park bitch was sitting in the driveway with 10 of her kids? Like, where have you been?
Well, if I could just get that, like,
you got kids?
I needed a disco ball in my living room. I was saving up.
What's your favorite 80s song?
I'd say probably.
He is 80s. What are you talking about?
One of the best songs that broke through for me was like Silent Lucidity. I like
that. Boo! Silent Lucidity.
Actually, I'm who? Sing
from
it.
Queensryche.
Queensryche.
Sing it.
No.
Sing the hook. I want to know if I know.
Dude, that's the only Queensryche song I hated.
It's like horrible.
Holding next to you, Silent Lucidity. Band, 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 band.
I remember me and fucking Darren came to your house. Me and Darren came to your house in Maryland, and we found a fucking winger tape.
She's only 17.
I told you, motherfuckers, that was somebody else's CD.
That says she's too young, but she's old enough for me.
What about Journey?
Oh, you gotta have that.
Yeah, but Journey's a whole different era.
What about Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi.
I'm sorry. I wish there was bands like Klutz Around. Way back then, actually, I'm.
Yeah, you want to listen to Dream Theater?
I was Dream Theater.
That shit is this.
I think
Ride
the Lightning. Ride the Lightning.
Dream Theater.
Metallica. What Ride the Lightning. Was
hold on.
Like,
yeah. Dunn loves Dream Theater.
I.
Hold on.
Oh, Bam's conducting. It's my turn. Dream Theater is fucking disgusting. Ted's fucking uncle or whoever the fuck he has made us listen to it and then downloaded something. That is the gayest crap. What a waste of talent.
Where is it?
Oh, it's
Daisy
despicable.
Dukes.
Disgusting. I'm going to throw the fuck up on my own.
But they're really popular in Japan, okay?
Dunn loves it.
I hate it.
Ryan Dunn loves them?
You know why they're popular
Dunn
in Japan?
Dunn has some crazy-ass taste in music.
Bukkake.
We need somebody who's, like, really into country here.
Oh, fuck you.
Conway Twitty my ass.
Yeah. Yo, Kim,
fuck that
Kim's
bluegrass. Conway Twitty my ass.
Kim's brother's in the country.
We got to wrap this up, but let's take a listen to that new Chili Pepper song just because I haven't fucking heard it yet.
Oh, Under the Bridge 2, Down by the Tunnel?
I don't know. Apparently it's out on the internet.
Down on the corner.
Chad,
okay.
Chad,
I'll be in the
Chad Ginsburg.
Hi, I knew
it. Chad doesn't even like you,
dude. Was it Danny California?
Chad Israeli Ginsburg.
Hello?
Chad hates you, dude.
That's the name of the song.
Oh. Chad, I smell you.
This is a goddamn clusterfuck
right
now. Thank God we're getting out of here. We have 20 people talking about different things all at once. All right, so this is the new Chili Pepper song, Danny California. I don't know if I like it yet because I've never heard it. So I'm going to listen just... with all you guys, and this is Radio Bam saying over and out.
Radio Bam premiere. Chad Ginsburg.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. On the merry way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal bow.
back then in California. Day was gonna come when I was gonna moan ya. A little loaded, she was stealing under the breath. I love my baby to death. Never made it up to Minnesota. North Dakota man with a gun for the quota. Down in the Badlands, she was saving the best for last. It only hurts when I laugh.
Take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.